David Shaw joins us on Sports Byline, the fine head coach of the Stanford Cardinal. And prior to that, he was the team's offensive coordinator for the entire tenure of head coach Jim Harbaugh. And also, he was a wide receiver for the Cardinals back in the 90s. And he also was an assistant coach in the NFL for Philadelphia, Oakland, and the Baltimore Ravens. Let me, David, first of all, ask about your dad. When did you realize as a kid what your dad was doing professionally?
You know, that's a great question. Probably when he got to Arizona State, 1980, he was kind of figuring it out. You know, the dad's going to be gone in the beginning of the fall. And we go visit him at training camp, and wait, there's these guys out here practicing, and wait, he's telling them what to do. You know, it's the first time I kind of realized what coaching actually was, and that my dad actually did that for a living. And it was fascinating to me because, of course, it was different than all the other kids that I knew and what their dads did, and not to mention it was centered around something that was fun and exciting that other people thought was fun and exciting too.
That connection between father and son is so important, and I'm just wondering, with the times that your dad had to stay late at night with his coaching duties and also be gone on the weekends and everything, was that hard for you, or did you understand it?
You know, since it was that way my entire life, I never really thought about it too much. I was more surprised that other people's dads, you know, were home for dinner every single night. And, you know, they weren't gone for 4 weeks at a time going recruiting, et cetera. So my mom did a phenomenal job, you know, keeping the household working. But we appreciated when my dad was there. And, you know, we appreciated the groundwork that he set for us. As far as our responsibilities, because that's what we started to realize about him was, you know, he didn't want to be gone. He didn't want to be away from the family as much as he was, but he was going to make sure that we had the things that we needed, and he took that as his responsibility as the head of the household.
Certainly the coaching profession can be very nomadic, and I'm just wondering if it's a little bit like being part of the military where your dad's being stationed or your mom's being stationed someplace else and you're having to move. But I remember Ronnie Lott telling me, because he grew up in a military family, and as I did as well, and he told me that that versatility, that adaptability was something that really helped him all throughout his life. Was it that way for you as well, David? Did you pick up some strength because you had to be adaptable?
There's no question. There's no question about it. As a teenager, I even had that feeling like, you know what, you can drop me anywhere, and within a couple of days, I'll have my bearings, and I'll meet a few people, and I'll be okay. So the anxiety of new things, of meeting new people, you know, that was gone by the wayside, you know, before I was a teenager. I mean, we had moved so many times. We'd been in so many different places. You know, I realized in order for me to function, I had to learn how to adjust. I had to learn how to fit in wherever I was and still maintain who I was. And I think my parents didn't give me that strong background of knowing who I am, but then also saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to need to adjust in order to fit in order to be successful wherever I'm going to be.
Father and son, both at Stanford, your dad an assistant coach under Jack Christensen and Dennis Green as well. Would you have ended up anywhere else besides Stanford as a player?
You know, I thought I had other options. I was steered very hardly, very seriously by my parents, and a lot of people that were outside of my family that let me know if Stanford is an option for you, it's something that you can't pass up. And I knew it was special because my dad had been there in the 70s, had always talked about Stanford. But when I started talking to other people, even people that either worked for other universities that knew my dad or people that were prominent student-athletes from other places that came to me and said, hey, you know, that's the school that I wanted to get into. If you get into that school, you can't pass it up. I had heard that from so many people. Once I got admission, there was no chance for me to go anyplace else.
When you observed your dad, David, both at the professional level as far as a coach and then at the college level, what was the difference in the way he approached the game, if he approached it differently at all? Because, one, you know, at the college level, I would think you're still teaching a lot, whereas at the coaching level, you're kind of maintaining a lot, maybe teaching some as well.
You know, my dad explains it the best where, you know, college football, there's so much teaching. But on the NFL, it's like graduate school teaching where you're not going over some of the smaller details, or you're not going over like all the grand stuff, but you're going over so many more small details, but it's still teaching, and you still have to walk into that room with knowledge that can be given to these professional athletes, because that's really what they want to know. They want to know the finer details of their jobs. They want to know a couple of things that help them get one more contract, help them, of course, try to win a Super Bowl, and help them maybe extend their career. But I think the way that my dad approached it, because my dad, you know, grew up, was a straight-A student his entire life, a great student, and everything for him was academic. You know, let's make sure if I'm going to be in front of this classroom or in front of this group of young men, I'm going to be the teacher, and I'm going to help them do their jobs that much better. And I think that's why he was so well-respected in that profession, because the coaches that he worked with and the players that he coached really appreciated his approach to the game.
You're the perfect person to ask this about, because you have coached at the college level very successfully. You've been an assistant coach in the National Football League. Does money change anything in the way the player, when they graduate to the NFL level, approach the game? And I say that because they're a little bit more mature. Maybe they've been drafted in the first round, David. They've gotten a big contract and everything. How coachable are these guys when they get to the pro level?
Once again, like talking about my dad, I think your approach as a coach has to be one in the NFL to where, you know what, you don't work for me, I don't work for you, but at the same time, you need the knowledge that I have, and I'm going to put my time in to make sure that I can give you something, a couple of nuggets a week to help you do your job that much better and help you get that next contract, help us win games, yes, and help maybe help you extend your career and make more money for your family. And there has to be that engagement. I think when guys go into the professional ranks as a coach, you can't have that same relationship that you do with a college player, because you're not going to walk in that room and say, do what I say because I'm the coach. That just doesn't work. You know, as much as you'd like to say it would work, it should work, that doesn't work. But if you can walk in and say, you know what, I have knowledge that you need, and we're going to work together to make you the best player you can be, then you'll always be respected in those NFL rooms.
Tell me what your first impression of Jim Harbaugh was, because he got you to leave the pro ranks to come with him to San Diego. But what was it about him that attracted you?
You know, I before I decided to take the job with him, I flew out to San Diego and spent a day and a half with him. And it was the fact that this guy was determined to win. And when you're around this profession a lot, and you're around this business a lot, you bump into people that you know are going to win. Whatever the competition is, wherever the competition is, you know, a guy like Jim Harbaugh is going to give it his all, and it's infectious. And you're around him for a while, and you know what? Gosh, this I want to compete with this guy. I want this guy on my side. I want to be on his side. And that was the initial feeling I got from him, and it's proven to be true. I mean, this man is a competitor 24/7. Everything that he goes into, he tries to be the best. He wants to win. And the teams and the people around him, they take on that personality.
You know, knowing Bill Walsh as I did when I was the play-by-play announcer down there his first time at Stanford, the one thing I liked about him was, and I told him this, I said, you know, you're a master manipulator. And usually manipulator has a negative connotation to it. But I said to him, you know how to push the buttons at the right time. You do that very quietly, but Jim seems to have a style about him. It's my way or no way to a great degree. But is he adaptable to any great degree, David?
I believe so, and you know, his personality is so outward, and his persona, along with his personality, is so big and so outward. The one thing I don't think you get from the outside is he's got his players' backs, and they feel that. And you know, whenever anything happens, he's going to defend the guys on his side. And when your head coach is willing to do that for you, I think you feel a little extra sense of, you know what, I have to do that for him. You know, he's willing to go to the wall for me. He's willing to fight the battles for me. I think, you know, their former quarterback, I think Alex Smith felt that as well as anybody, whereas, you know, Alex was so beaten up in the press around the Bay Area, being a Bay Area kid myself. You know, you just felt so bad for the guy because nobody had his back. And the first thing Jim Harbaugh did when he walked in that building was, this is my starting quarterback, and I'm going to back him. And I'm not going to let you talk bad about him. If you talk bad about him, I'm going to go after you. And that sense, when you're playing quarterback in a town like San Francisco, which has a great history of quarterbacks, and say, you know what, here's the most powerful guy in the organization. He's got my back. And you saw the way Alex flourished and grew under Jim. And, you know, the guys that on his team, they feel that. And so, you know, for whatever else you might want to say about Jim, he's going to compete like crazy. But also the players that play for him, he's going to defend them to the hilt. And I think that's special.
We got about 40 seconds before we have to break. But, David, where did you develop your offensive philosophy? Because you were very successful down at San Diego. You've been successful everywhere you've been. Where did that come from?
It's got the roots in Bill Walsh's West Coast offense, no question about it. His teaching, playing for him for 3 years. I met with him every offseason when I became a coach, but I think it was really honed in when I started working for John Gruden, and I took on a lot of the things that John taught, the principles of the offense, and there's no question about it. We still follow through with a lot of those things I learned from John.
David Shaw is with us. We're talking about his outstanding career, head coach at Stanford University. We continue across the country and around the world on Sports Byline.